You're listening to the oneofus.net podcast network.
What I really want you guys to do,
hello,
is make a lot of comments off the mic. So when the podcast listeners hear, they'll be like, they'll hear this. Another edition of Comedia Gogo's live podcast public access. Once again, woo, this is Larry.
This is Regan.
And this is Jess.
And we are pleased as punch to be live at the Blind Tiger Comedy Club.
We'll do it live!
Jam-packed
theater. We'll do it live!
Standing room only.
Yeah, that's right. Fuck it. We'll do it live. Right. Rest in peace, Bill O'Reilly. And we are...
you won't be missed.
Well, his career. And we are happy campers, Regan, to be talking about what today?
Three topics tonight. Topic number one, tell us your top three favorite wrestlers of all time. You guys all have them in the audience.
Three.
You guys all look like wrestling fans, I'm sure.
Top of the ropes, downtown, he's on fire.
That's topic right. Number two, what Christmas present have you still not received from your wish list? Audience, what Christmas present have you still not received from your wish list? And topic number three, what do you think will cause the next mass extinction on Earth?
Deeply politically charged question.
And like I said, we're pleased as punch to have a jam-packed Blind Tiger Comedy Club once again. This is our second live podcast here, and I have to say, the numbers have doubled.
Yeah!
That's right. That's right, goddammit.
No, but last time, one white person counted for...
No, that was when we were with Chris Mata.
Yeah, one white person counted for eight.
Was seven.
It seven? Seven. All right, seven. See, we have Travis K in the audience, who's our fanboy, who will correct us on our own shit. So one white person counts for seven.
So that's 14 of you guys sitting
14
right there.
14 here, because they're blondes, I'm going to say 16.
Right. Oh,
right?
That's
the true, that's the pure Aryan.
The purest numbers.
And how much white is over here? Because I see chicken strips, so there's got to be a little bit. Right? Okay, so they're both.
Okay.
21 people.
God damn, yes.
22. 22. Are you white as well? Oh, right.
So 21 people.
No, but she's a half, so that's four people. But the Mexican takes two away.
That's too much math.
Right. So we got about 20 people in the audience that matter.
Right.
And we're fucking very happy that you guys are here. Yeah. Yeah, you would have mattered. Yeah, if one of your parents made better choices. Yeah. You're one third of the vote.
You're now doing exactly what you said not to do earlier by saying
having a conversation with her. Yeah. With her not on the mic. Now, is that my fault or her fault for not being on the mic?
That's your fault.
That's your fault. I know in this setting we're good, but to our thousands of podcast listeners, they don't fucking know what's going on. So basically, just to let you guys know that are listening right now, that are trying to type, that are like, you know, what the fuck's going on?
I can't wait till this shift's over. I can't wait till Danny, the manager at AutoZone, says you can go home early, but no, I got to go around. Readjust and restock all the carburetors and the
chicken strips. Con Carney was just saying that she is three-fifths of a person in reference to a past podcast.
But is it the good three-fifths?
Come on, man. So, the last time that we were here, right, you know, we made a new fanboy, right? And so I think Travis, you're going to have some competition, right? Go to the mic. Defend yourself.
It wasn't a fanboy. It was a fact check.
He was a fact checker.
It's pocket Google.
He was a wiki. We called him Wiki Will, and his name is Benjamin.
Mm-hmm.
Face off,
Benji.
Face off.
We're gonna call the fanboy commission, and we're gonna get him.
He's not here tonight. So fuck him.
Yeah. He's not fanboy enough.
He's not. But you know who else wasn't here last show? Yeah, buddy.
In spirit, and I answered all the fucking questions.
and I heard the fucking podcast, which I didn't. Were you here the last? Oh, yeah. Yes, you were. Yeah. You were in the front row. Yeah, because so Benjamin was here. So we have a two-time. You've been to 100% of our live shows. And God bless you for it. So you know what? It is the good three-fifths.
It is the good
We'll give you four-fifths.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll give you four-fifths.
Well, that means our audience grew by two people.
Yeah.
Yeah, so right. Now it's 23.
Right.
That's too much math.
It's there's a Michael Jordan amount of people here. Not a LeBron James amount. Yes. Yeah. How many people were in your audience? Michael Jordan? Oh, no shit. February 3rd? Michael Jordan Day.
Why are we still talking about numbers?
Dude, you know, because numbers are never wrong. You know?
Yeah, numbers don't lie.
Numbers don't lie.
Yes.
And neither do these hips.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Yes.
These hips,
hips
don't
and
lie.
Numbers.
Hips and numbers don't lie.
Don't lie.
Yeah. Especially like flat hips. Like, you know what? We're in a new day and age. I'm not going to fucking, like, bow down to that level anymore.
I have no idea what you're talking
about. Well, my idol jerked off in front of women.
Oh!
Right.
That's right.
My favorite comedian, and one of the reasons why I even do comedy, did what I do in front of people that he had permission from.
He didn't have permission, though.
No. He was like, "Hey, can I jerk off in front of you?" And they're like, "What?"
and that was the permission.
Yeah.
What?
No. Okay.
I mean, it's like, look, ladies, we have ladies in here, and I respect your opinion. But if I asked you to jerk off in front of you, and you
what?
Guys were
if I asked to jerk off in front of them,
and you guys said no, and I didn't. Then that is like cool, right?
No.
No. Wait, I don't
like
understand.
If you guys still shouldn't ask.
It's not a thing.
But it's consent. And in order to have consent, you need to ask.
Hold on.
Was it romantic?
Oh, look, we have someone
leaving. I need to hear the perspective.
Oh, okay.
I want to hear it.
But if you asked, and I didn't say yes or no, but I just stood there frozen and laughed and screamed, would you continue to do it?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay.
But because we're in public.
Real life stories.
But here's the thing,
right,
though.
But if we were in a hotel room.
But you're kind of friends.
Yeah. And I did
it. It's not a date.
It's not a date.
And you didn't pay for her to be there because then we're all cool. That's cool, right?
Right, okay. Right, exactly. But I think asking was creepier because I think if you came out and was on like, check it out, right? They'd be like, hey, Louie.
Wait.
But I think maybe that was his like CYA, like I asked.
Yeah, right. Right. Exactly.
No.
9/10 of the law.
It's
numbers
never...
don't lie.
Here, you know what? Let me, okay. I want to add this extra like piece of like world building on the whole ordeal. So it's a hotel room. It's at night, right?
Yes.
It's after a comedy thing.
Yes.
I don't know if you've ever been in a hotel room at night. You got the TV on. Because you want to have it, and for the past however many years, all hotel rooms have that feed of extra, extra. It's like this, like E type of thing, hosted by
Maria Menounos.
No, Jesse from Saved by the Bell.
No way! Mario Lopez.
So Mario Lopez is like this E type
of
host.
Jesse, it's Slater.
Whatever. It's like Jesse. Is his name Jesse Slater?
No, his name no.
AC Slater.
AC Slater.
Jesse Spano was his girlfriend.
Jesse Spano was fucking. Goddamn it, striptease. Fucking what's
so?
Name?
Anyways, Benjamin
Elizabeth
Pratt.
Berkeley.
What was
your
name?
Elizabeth Berkeley.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Someone's anyways, chiming in today. I like it. Yeah.
So Benjamin,
say something.
Benjamin Pratt. Hosts this eat. I'm sorry, Mario Lopez hosts this.
You just
E-style
call him Benjamin
Brad? Yeah.
That's so racist.
Anyways,
that's as racist.
What's the point?
As jerking
the point,
off in front
the point
of somebody
I'm trying to
with
make is that the setting is there. You invite coworkers into a hotel room,
co-workers.
And then all because that's what they are. They're fellow comedians in this really uncomfortable situation of like, hey, would you mind if I jerk off? And he's already unzipping his pants. But behind all this is just like, hey, it's Mario Lopez, and we're talking to Leonardo DiCaprio about this upcoming movie called The Great Gatsby. So it's just this
what's
weird.
What's behind him is continental breakfast from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m.
It's on the TV guide. It's basically
no, what's
telling
behind
you how
it?
To
it's
order
like
in there.
What the hotel's offering.
It's like
look,
the, it's just
I'm
a weird world building hotel. I just think that little details
was right.
Make it little just awkward. I just like those little details to be like, oh, that's really bizarre.
It's not right what he did, right?
Yeah, obviously.
But he asked.
No, he didn't ask.
No,
he did
ask.
He asked,
but they did not give him permission. And in his statement, the thing that he was called out on, he asked, and the women involved responded, but we didn't say yes. he proceeded to do it anyways. It would be like if you go, hey, God, it's like we've, you know.
Larry's done this to all of us.
Yeah. Larry's he's done it to us where he'd be like, hey, guys, you mind if I jerk off? And he's already taking down his pants and he's already proceeding to do it.
But I didn't ask.
That's what he did.
One, I didn't finish. And two, that's like part of it.
They
didn't, finished, which
they didn't
is what
say yes.
Creepy.
They didn't say no in like the bigger one that was publicized. It was they stood there and laughed in like nervous laughter.
Yeah, because it's freaking freaky.
But no, it's creepy.
They didn't say yes. They didn't say no. So that's his defense. They didn't say no.
So okay, here's my thing. Now I think that all women from now on forever should always like screenshot the dick pics that they didn't ask for.
Yeah.
And then keep those for later and go, hey, thanks, buddy. I hope you never run for office.
Public shame dick pics.
I hope you never do anything.
Absolutely.
But there's women accounts.
I'm 100% for that.
There's actually a few Tumblr accounts that already do that.
No, I get that.
But if I could be Canadian for a second, and because there's a meme that says these are how Canadians send dick pics, and it's a text screenshot. Hey, would you like dick pics? No, thank you. Oh, I'm sorry. And then, thanks for asking. Have a great day, you too. Yeah. Right? How nice is that? But is it creepy that he asked?
No. Well, it depends.
No,
again,
it's
the snatch pick, question mark.
Yeah.
No, it's always about context. If it's out of the blue, hey, how's it going? Hey, nice to meet you. Like if you're on like a Grindr or whatever, you know, whatever the kids use
would
to date.
Would you like a dick?
And then you're like, hey, how's it going? Hey, nice to see you. Hey, I see that you like sports. Okay, hey, you want to see my dick? That's creepy. Now, if you're already in the throes of like
you know
whatever.
What's creepier?
What?
Hey, do you like sports? Yeah, dick pic.
Yeah, that's
right?
Worse. Yeah,
that,
of course.
A gentleman asks.
But it's still bad if you're not even to that point of intimacy.
May I open this door for you?
You have to get
sure.
to a level.
We have an audience member
like
that wants to talk about
intimacy.
You want to talk about dick pics?
That
go
out.
I mean, it's just an opportunity to be able to play Who's My Dongle Ganger.
Thank you. See, because guys don't ask. And we don't tell.
To each other?
Yes.
Wait.
It's not like, hey, Rig, check it out. I sat in gum. Oh, God damn it. Put your dick away.
but I
didn't finish.
If they screen cap them all, like Regan was saying, I mean, it's like a national 4chan game of who's my dongle ganger.
Right, exactly. It's like what originally Facebook was supposed to be, but with dicks. Remember, it was that like rating system for like
swipe left, swipe
hot or,
no,
hot,
yeah,
or not.
Hot or not. Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be like, fucking, what's the adjective for a cock? That's a good cock and an adjective for a bad cock.
Nice cock or not nice cock?
Yeah, but no, it's not catchy, man. It's drop the the.
Yeah or nah.
Drop the the. Drop the the.
No, it's
right?
yeah or nah. Hold on.
So cock or not.
Hot cock?
No, because a cock.
Wait, cock
like,
or not?
Well, like,
wait, did you say cock
yeah,
or not?
Cock or not.
Cock or not, yeah, because a cock is a good penis.
Cock or not.
And
not
it's like, yeah.
Cock.
Yeah.
And or
yeah,
no, because
right?
Not, cock. Not because it's the same thing, like hot or not, not hot. And,
yeah.
But it's the same thing, but cock. Cock.
Yeah,
cock
or not.
Not,
okay,
not,
cool with that.
Not.
Hot cock or not. Hot I cock. Like that. I think it rose off the tongue.
Hot cock or not milk.
Rose off the tongue consensually. Hot cock or not.
Okay, I'm cool
like
with that.
Like an astronaut?
Hot cock or not.
Hot cock or not.
One word.
All right, hot cock or not.
Drop the.
Right,
not the hot cock or not.
Make the app.
All right, hot cock or not.
I like when cock or not joined the X-Men. That was pretty good. All right.
So yeah, man. Louis C.K. is a creep.
Right,
that's been stewing in your mind. That's what we're talking about.
And he should be ousted, but he shouldn't lose his career over it because we have a president that did worse, and he's the fucking president.
Nuh-uh. We don't have anybody that said he's jacked off in front of him.
He fucking admitted with his own words that he grabbed
16 women have come forward.
Yeah.
At least.
For
at
Trump, least. Right?
16.
Yeah.
And he's admitted
so
to,
far.
And he's and he apologized. He was all like, my bad. Right?
And not only do
and
we have.
And he straight up didn't ask. Consent is hot.
And that was the whole pussy tape thing. I just do it. And then there's, on top of that tape, there's the Howard Stern interview where he brags about stepping into dressing rooms.
Yeah.
And how much.
No, I know he's probably done worse.
Yeah. And he hasn't lost shit. And Louis C.K. did creepy shit. Like, I'm not denying that what he did wasn't a creep move. It was a total creep move.
Is Louis C.K. Right? making America great again?
Nobody is. You know who's making America great again? Fucking Run the Jewels, fool.
I'm glad.
What? I don't even know why I agreed to get it, dude.
What is Run the Jewels?
Man, wait till you find out, homie.
No, that's why I want to rap.
Yeah. See, he wants to rap.
Comedian Gogo needs to put out a single, not a mixtape.
It's been a few years. It's going
to
happen.
It's like a hot track. The question is, what are we going to rap about?
What should we rap about? Let's ask our live audience that. There's four people. So I'm thinking.
22 people.
Oh, my bad. So I'm thinking.
Four voices.
Three. There's 23 people.
All right. What should we rap about?
I'm thinking we rap. You know, we just go like kind of, I don't want to say plain, but we just go hard as a motherfucker.
I like the middle ground because there's the whole thing about going hard on like extravagant shit. I'm saying, let me give you the two spectrums. So it's rapping about the extremes of having a lot of money, having a lot of bitches, having a lot of women, man.
Having a lot of
rappers.
Women
we're talking about rap.
That consent to you jerk.
That's
off
the other spectrum.
How about we hardcore rap about being really consensual?
No, well, hear me out, because there's a spectrum of having the extreme.
Asked
that,
her permission,
the joke
she said
spectrum,
no, and I left.
The joke spectrum. The joke spectrum is the rap about having
by
nothing.
Myself and I came on my chest. Like,
the middle ground is to rap about normal stuff. Not joke about having nothing, not joke about having everything, rap about having just the normal day.
Like driving a Corolla?
Yeah, fish fillets.
Rolla and the Corolla. Rock and Rolla Corolla.
Fish fillets. Good teeth, but not really great teeth. Like going to the dentist, you're like, your teeth are pretty good, but you want that one magic tooth.
Yeah, you got the pickle tooth.
Hey, buddy, your teeth are looking great, but we got to pull up this wisdom tooth. That's the kind of shit I want
to
rap
enough
about.
Money to put into savings.
Yeah.
You're going on a trip.
What?
Yeah, that's pretty extravagant.
Yeah,
oh, I'm sorry.
Wow.
Say, that's beyond
and,
my
and
means.
You know what? That's coming from the two blonde dudes.
I'm sorry, guys.
Fuck, man. That's our demo, bro.
You're flying to New York, but you're flying normal class.
You just lost half the crowd.
I'm sorry, guys. I figured.
I'm sorry. Three-fourths of the crowd.
You guys got a 401k.
You got to rap about having.
No, they don't have a 401k, man. They have fucking Roth IRAs. 401ks are for chumps, dude.
I had a 403B, though. And then
is that a real thing?
Yeah.
Really?
It's if you work for a nonprofit, yeah.
A 403B?
Yes, that's a real thing.
That's not even
get
up
money.
To K.
It's because it's nonprofit. Yeah.
Anyways.
It's not like the real 401K.
You rap about shit like having 4-star Uber rating.
Yeah.
By having like a, you know, like not.
And then we call the track Ass for the Middle Class.
Ass for the Middle Class?
Yeah. Yeah, middle class ass.
It's I all right.
I all right.
I all right.
Like I zombie.
I all right.
I all right.
You doing good? Nah. You doing bad? Nah. I all right. I all right.
No, it's
yeah.
They say I'm all right.
I'm all right.
Well, no, because I'm changing it
hot
up.
Hot cock or not?
I all right. That's how. That's
hot
my
cock or not?
You doing bad? You doing good? No. I all right. I all right.
No, you can't do that part. No, that part.
No, but I'm just producing it. I'm producing
that's
it. That's like, yeah, that's
no,
the middle
I,
part.
I know.
Yeah,
okay. Okay.
The crowd jumps
okay.
in and does that, and then I go right. in there and I just do
no,
the.
And then we rap over that.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
It's the middle class rap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're vanishing, son.
Yeah.
Man, we're getting sandwiched in, homie.
About how
we're
gas.
We're too rich to be poor. We're too poor to be rich.
I could fill up 3/4 of a tank. You know, that kind of shit.
Yeah, and I count as 3/5. Yeah. I get it, man.
Right. It's something that works. It's in the rank. It's got to put
no, wait, we'll,
pin to paper.
We'll call ourselves Comedian Gogo.
Pin to paper.
But my rap name's Hot Cock or Not. Yeah. Hot Cock or Not, the genius.
Alright, yeah. I wasn't liking
that's
it.
That's the fucking
but
word.
Put
that's
the genius
the whole
on it.
Hot Cock or
that's
Not
beautiful.
The genius.
Hot Cock or Not, the genius. Fuck, dude. That's
oh, wait,
ill
who's
as
mine?
Fuck.
Damn it, I had wheatgrass smoothie. That's mine.
Oh. Wheatgrass smoothie?
Wheatgrass smoothie.
Oh, that's like fucking De La Soul. Like
yeah.
The yogurt.
God damn it, I had a rap name earlier.
I mean,
earlier.
Aside from sticking with earlier.
No.
That should be your rap name. Earlier.
No.
Earlier wheatgrass.
Hold on, it'll come to me.
Earlier
no.
in
Did
the
I write
day.
It down?
Earlier, I'ma pay 401B no K.
For what?
403B no K.
403B no K. Okay.
Yeah, see? Fucking earlier. Is right?
They call you earlier because you pay your bills not just on time, but
yeah,
earlier.
Pay them earlier. Yes, earlier. All
right, that sells me on right there. That's pretty good.
Well, in that case, I'm going to be
earlier the fact checker.
I'm going to be earlier. MC late draft.
Yeah. No, hot cocker, not the post dated. That's me. That's going to
no,
be
no, the
me.
Genius.
Yeah, fuck yeah, cocker, not the like, genius.
What? Yeah, all right.
Yeah. Yeah, all right.
So it's between MC Two Piece and Wheatgrass Smoothie. I'm going to go between there.
But MC Two Piece is a character.
All right, so but Wheatgrass
Smoothie. This is straight up your rap name.
Wheatgrass Smoothie.
This is us rapping.
Yeah.
Hot cocker, not.
Yeah. Rapping about eating air fried wings.
Ooh.
Oh, that's going to happen. There's going to be a verse about
that shit.
Nah, man.
That ain't middle class.
What? Wait, what?
Like air fried.
That ain't rich shit.
That's not rich.
But that ain't middle
class. I'll tell you what's rich. Marble countertops.
We're not doing marble countertops. We're not doing that shit. Doing granite.
Is air frying rich?
No, here's the thing. If you choose your countertops, you're rich.
True.
Air frying's middle class. Sous vide is white people's shit.
If you know what sous vide is, you can't be in the group.
No, that means you're watching shit.
No,
you're in the hotel room and Mario Lopez is trying to tell you like what's in the movie theaters and you switch a channel to Food Network and they're like, we're gonna sous vide this chicken. You're like, Wheatgrass Smoothie is like, what the fuck is sous vide? He learns what sous vide is because he's watching Food Network. He educates himself and then he throws it in a fucking lyric how he's air frying but not sous vide. Sous vide, by the way, is when you it's a fancy steam. It's fancy steaming.
It's hard to learn these things with cum on your chest.
Oh, because the hotel room.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, alone in the hotel room.
Alone.
Right.
At that point. Jeff is here, our biggest fan.
Well,
and he's a white man, a blonde white man. Fucking 43 people in this motherfucker.
With 43 people, it's a perfect time to press on.
Yes.
And roll on the all show. Right. Live audience, thank you so much for being here. Yeah. Thank you so much for being here for our live edition of Comedia Go-Go's podcast.
Louis C.K., you're a creep, but you deserve a career from Larry.
There you go. That's where it is right there. All right, so we're going to move on to the first topic, and I will kick it off with my topic that I have every week, and that topic is called Yeah, Mo, Look Into That. It's a segment where I talk about movies and games and all kinds of junk, and hopefully the enthusiastic reaction of friends, listeners, and live audiences across the world after hearing about said junk is going to be Yeah, Mo, Look Into That. So this week we're talking about the upcoming documentary called I forgot the name of it. I totally forgot the name of it because I was just about to call it. The Price is Right.
The documentary about Alzheimer's?
Yeah. Oh, shit, I forgot.
I was about to call it The Price is Right.
They're like, and everyone's late to it. Past public access has George Anthony. Now we got 44 people up in this motherfucker.
It's actually about the upcoming documentary movie, The Price of Fame.
Right.
The Price of Fame. The Price of Fame is a documentary about wrestling superstar legend from the WWF era, Ted the Million Dollar Man DiBiase.
Everybody's got a price.
Everybody's got a price.
Get money.
That's right. Get money.
Get money.
Get money. Ted DiBiase, for those not in the know, he was a wrestler from the 80s, and his persona was that of a man who had $1 million. He can buy off anybody. He had a sidekick named Virgil.
Is that what you're going to call sidekick?
Sure.
So on Tom Sawyer, it's going to be sidekick
oh, come on.
Joe.
Anyways.
Right. All right.
Anyways, the Million Dollar Man Ted DiBiase was a persona that really brought up
he's a slave.
Yeah, Virgil, modernized.
Virgil was a slave.
He was property because the whole point of it is everybody has a price. Is that he bought people? He brought in Andre the Giant because he bought him.
Yeah,
he's a bodyguard.
Yeah,
he's a bodyguard.
Virgil, dude, I met Virgil.
We all met Virgil.
How you doing, man? I'm doing great. You want an autograph? Oh, man, I wish I could get the hell out of here.
That's true story. That really did happen. Yeah.
And I was like, wow, everyone does have a price.
Anyways, The Price of Fame documents the life of Ted DiBiase, particularly after the wrestling ended. He had a great streak. He was very popular. He was very famous. But at the price of that fame is loss of family. He wasn't tight with his family, and he lived up to the persona of having a lot of money and having a lot of women.
Right.
And it caught up to him, and his wife finally like caught on, like, are you really like fucking other women? And he basically was like, yeah, and that like fucked up his family. It was hard to raise his two sons, and his wife kind of like fucking held him out on that. And so the film is about essentially a catharsis. It's a film where his son, Ted DiBiase Jr., comes forward and says, hey, Dad, you really fucked us up in the beginning. Can we talk about it and let out our feelings? And there's interviews with other wrestlers like Lex Luger. There's actually an interview.
Lex Luthor.
Lex Luthor's the.
Lex Luger.
Luger.
Lex Luger.
Is it Luger, George?
It's Luger.
Is it Rex Luger?
Lex Luger.
Lex Luger. Yeah.
The titanium elbow in the 09.
Yeah.
Threw off the fucking thing.
They interviewed him before he killed his family and himself.
Yes.
Okay. Wait, cool.
Wait, who?
That wasn't him.
Chris Benoit. Did they interview Chris Benoit?
They did not interview Chris Benoit. Dead.
Dude, how many people killed their family and themselves in this thing?
No, he got one guy mixed up. That's all. But if you want to,
okay. I was like, oh my god.
The rabid Wolverine. Dog.
If you want the answer to that, watch the documentary about World Class Championship Wrestling. There's a shitload of people who like went to jail for murder, who were like killed in Tijuana.
King Kong Bundy. No, sorry. But. Fuck.
There's a bunch of them. It's
Bruiser
like
Brody.
It's like it's like the Star Wars credits, but just above a bunch of dead wrestlers that like died of syphilis and shit. So, anyways, Ted DiBiase. It's about his family, coming to grips. There's also a interview with Roddy Piper.
He's dead.
He is dead, but there's an interview with him. So, The Price of Fame is about wrestling superstar.
A whole bunch of stuff right now.
Ted DiBiase.
It's hitting me all at once.
George, you didn't know Roddy Piper was dead?
No, I thought he was like just not. I don't know.
He died. He passed away.
He ran out of bubble gum. Man.
He did run out of bubble gum. Yeah.
How did he die?
Just like heart complications.
Of wrestler.
It wasn't tragic. It wasn't tragic. It was not. He was like Macho Man. Yeah. He just heart problems.
Had heart problems driving. Like he died while driving in Miami.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Roddy Piper died at home peacefully. Yeah.
You think Macho Man was like, instead of saying, he was like, oh, no.
His last words were, oh, no.
Oh, no, no, brother.
Macho Man's ready. That's what he fucking said before.
Macho Man is
snap
ready.
Into a
the cream of the crop rises to the
I got 5 minutes of playtime. Wait, no, 0 minutes of playtime. I'm just quoting Spider-Man. Yeah. It's funny because Macho Man has this
Hobgoblin.
He has this legacy of wrestling, but my frame of reference will forever be just him being in Spider-Man. Even though he was fucking Bonesaw.
Spider-Man.
Well, this is a good jump off.
Cock or not, Spider-Man.
The power of frame. There we go again. The Price of Fame, not The Price is Right, not The Power of Fame. The Price of Fame inspires tonight's. We'll look at that topic. Topper number one. Let's just jump right into it as we're getting all nostalgic. And the topic is, tell us your top three favorite wrestlers of all time. There's so many wrestlers. I'd like to think that everybody at one point in time, not just like maybe not love wrestling, but at least know wrestling. Either they have a brother or a father or some relative that had to have kind of crept into their life. So top three wrestlers of all time. Number one. Kerry Von Erich, he was my hero. You can use other ones. I mean, there's no, you don't have to keep him on there.
Okay, me too.
Yeah, so the Von Erichs are awesome.
There is more.
But Kerry Von Erich was like my favorite, and to me, he was worldwide inspiration. Like you kind of think from a local level because it's Texas. WCCW was in Dallas, right? And you're like, that's a Texas thing
warrior,
in there.
Baby.
But it really was world class because when Nintendo made like a pro wrestling game, the generic character was fucking – it wasn't Kerry Von Erich, but that's who he was supposed to be. It was this long blonde hair dude. I'm like, that's fucking Kerry Von Erich. That's why you always fucking picked him.
Shot himself in the chest with a shotgun.
It's rough, dude.
There's five Von Erichs. They all committed suicide. And the surviving one's Kevin. And he didn't wear shoes, so it might have been the shoes. Yeah. You know, Jordan was like, it's got to be the shoes. Like, I think that's what the Von Erich family thought. Bam Bam Bigelow's dead as fuck, bro. Yeah.
Wrestler number two.
Yes.
It's got to be Roddy Piper for me because because I love the fact it was that jump from heel to, like, good guy. Yeah. He got that balance, and I loved, you know, the rivalry between him and Hogan.
Yeah.
I just loved him. And then the third one is I'm going to count him as fucking one wrestler, but I'm going to say Bushwhackers.
Yeah.
Bushwhackers were my favorite tag team wrestlers.
Alive?
I think those guys are dead as fuck. Essentially, they were just straight up the curly of wrestling. They came out, they were bald, and they fucking, like, come in with these boots, come and do this, like, weird stomping thing. They lick people on their foreheads.
They're Australian.
Yeah, they're Australian. Whoa! Yeah, and it was...
Yeah!
They just came out, and the fucking good times were old when they came out. I just loved the fucking... And they were fun!
But then when they got hurt, you felt, like, really bad for them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but that's why when they won, that's why I felt good, because I was rooting for them. Because they were fun. Like, all the other wrestlers... I love wrestling, but I love those guys because they were like the most fun. They had the most fun,
and it was like when they would get beat up, it was the equivalent of like a person with Down syndrome who had a parent who believed in corporal punishment. And even though the kid with Down syndrome deserved a child with Down syndrome.
God
right,
damn it!
Has a parent with that believes in corporal punishment, which every parent has a right to do. So when the fucking kid with Down syndrome does something wrong, and then the parent, like, hits him, you're like, oh, that's fucking terrible. And that's how I felt when the Bushwhackers was getting beat up.
That's the worst thing I think I've ever heard you say.
I didn't need that frame of reference. Is that the worst thing? Here's the problem with it. It exists.
Okay.
It exists.
Yeah. A lot of horrible things
like
exist.
Like, a kid with Down syndrome is still a child, and if he's told no more than once, and then he has a parent that believes in corporal punishment, I mean, I don't agree with it. I don't think any kid should get hit, but these parents do.
Why'd you point to them?
Like, to children in general.
Oh, okay.
And I'm just saying that... If you saw a kid with Down syndrome get hit by their parent, you'd be like, oh, those motherfuckers.
Right.
Right?
And but that's
when
how
the
you...
Bushwhackers got hit, I was like, fucking man, come on. They're Australian.
All right, Larry, what about your three?
Larry, what's your top three wrestlers?
All right. None.
All time.
All right, of all time, well, okay. Ultimate Warrior.
Okay.
Dead as fuck.
Dead as fuck.
He was my favorite. All right. Right?
Yeah.
And he was, you know, roided out, didn't say shit.
Yeah.
Right. Had this one like you know bit or whatever they're called, a premise where he was Papa Shango, who honorable mention, not one of the top three, who did this voodoo thing on him.
Yeah.
Right. And so the Ultimate Warrior would randomly vomit like during a match, but that was because he had this like stomach fucking disease from drugs.
It was the precursor to him dying.
Yeah. No. He died later in life.
Well, no. Yeah. Obviously, but yeah.
But yeah, he was vomiting. So Ultimate Warrior.
Right on.
Number two, fucking Jake the Snake Roberts.
Okay. Hell yeah.
Jake the Snake was my shit. Fucking alive. BT Dubs.
Yeah.
I think I'm
doing okay.
Doing okay. You know, hanging out with my friend Kool-Aid and Diamond Dallas Page, and just. Fucking, he was just a badass.
Right.
Brought a snake out.
Right.
He was just Jake the Snake.
That's a big fucking snake.
And he didn't, it was a huge fucking snake. I forgot the name of it. I think it was Damien. And fucking, like, it was in a bag. And then, like, he would just, and then the DDT, fucking, that move was fucking brutal. He DDT a motherfucker and then throw a python on him. Like, that was the ultimate fuck you.
Yeah.
Because after the DDT, he would just boot. He would just put his foot on their chest, 1, 2, 3, fuck you, put the snake, and then bounce. And then he fought the model Rick Martel, who had his, like, perfume, and he smashed it and fucking made his eye all white.
Yeah.
Then he had Macho Man, your favorite guy, got bit by the King Cobra. Fuck, Jake the Snake's the bomb. And then number three,
right,
going with your lead, Legion of Doom.
Legion of Doom.
Hawk and Animal. Hawk's dead.
All right. Yeah,
Animal's
alive.
And his son's a wrestler or a football player. And so they
just straight up like
they
Mad
switched
Max
uniforms.
Yes, Mad Max wrestlers.
They were called the Road Warriors.
Yeah.
When they were in WCW.
Yeah.
And they moved
there
to
football pads
WWE.
And spikes on them.
Yeah, exactly. Badass paint. Wow, what a rush. And they had their finishing move. Where they put their guy, because, I mean, when you're unconscious, you can, like, balance yourself on another dude's shoulders. So Animal would put him on his shoulders, and then Hawk would jump off the top rope and clothesline him, and then it would just, like, flip and fall, fucking brutal as fuck. So the Ultimate Warrior, Jake the Snake, Legion of Doom.
And you brought up finishing, so I forgot that, because the whole thing with Terry Von Erich was the fucking Iron Claw.
Was the Iron Claw, but when he went to WWF, he did the Texas Tornado bullshit spin because Iron Claw, I don't know, I guess it was a property of
WCCW. WCCW, yeah. Yeah. Regan, your top
For me, Dusty Rhodes.
Yeah.
Because he was fat.
Yeah, he was Southern. He was a Creole.
And I liked his intro song.
He's a real American hero. He fought for your life.
That's Hulk Hogan. But it was something about America.
No, it
was America. It was something about America.
Something about being American.
Yeah.
Dusty Rhodes. But he's like, he's a fat guy who could like wrestle.
Right.
And
yeah.
get, move along.
What? And dance.
Yeah. Dusty Rhodes. Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Fuck yeah. Yeah.
He's just fun. Everybody likes Hacksaw Jim
Duggan. Why do you have a 2x4?
He's Hacksaw. He carried it on his back of his shoulder, and then he was like his fucking trophy. Like,
and
his
had
fucking hold it up
American
in the air if you won.
American fucking flag. So you got two Patriots.
Two American. Yeah. Two Patriots.
Still and alive. Then, Hacksaw Jim Duggan still alive. Yeah. I don't know about.
Cross-eyed as fuck. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, the football move. Yeah, that tackle.
Yeah, and then because it's
Dusty
my favorite.
Rose is dead.
It's okay. My favorite nickname is the Nature Boy, Ric Flair.
Yes.
Ric Flair.
Good. Yes. He was gonna be he was the only I had all the WWF toys and WCW toys had they weren't articulated.
Yeah.
But I had to buy Ric Flair. He's the only one in WCW.
And they just did a 30 for 30 on him, which was pretty freaking sweet. I don't know if you guys saw it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really nice.
There's a great
jet flying.
There's a complex
limousine driving.
His name was it's funny. I never Googled him, so I never knew his name was really Ric Flair.
Yeah.
Is that his real name?
It's F-L-E-I-H-R. Ric Flair.
Wow. Did you know Prince's name is really Prince? Yeah. Real talk?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's his real
first name. Oh, we have audience.
There's
member
a complex
answer?
Video of Ric Flair buying shoes. I definitely recommend it.
I'm having a hard time keeping these alligators down. Oh, fucking player, dog.
Audience.
So I'm not really a fan of wrestling, but, you know, I still knew. So I guess China.
Yeah.
Also, sadly, also dead.
Dead.
I guess, it's a dark rabbit hole.
Died last year.
Right.
Ooh,
yeah.
Sad day.
Was it last year?
Yeah.
It's been a year.
April last year. Oh,
man. They couldn't close her casket because of her dick.
Jeez. That's not what happened. That's not what's going
on. Have you seen the video with her and Six Pack?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, she has a dick.
China.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah, that's old school.
I didn't like him because he drank.
Well, we're in Texas. You
that's right.
To
and he was from Victoria,
I was
Texas.
Like, what about the
but
kid,
he lives
Stone
in,
Cold?
I mean, he's got a ranch in Tilden now. May has, you know.
I did like the fact that it was a wrestler that came out and just double-fisted middle finger, and I was like, all
right.
Yeah,
but he did it backwards.
What about the kids?
That's true.
Dusty Rhodes never did
it. I mean, like, it would be those two, because I don't know much about wrestling. So
yeah,
I guess,
that's
like,
good. That's a good answer.
Nacho
good
Libre?
Answer.
Nacho Libre counts?
He's a wrestler.
I didn't say real wrestlers. Fictional's all right. I'll take fictional.
My son loves Nacho Libre. David.
Dude Love, Mankind,
Dude Love.
And Cactus
Dude,
Jack.
Right. Dude Love.
That's
a great
Mick Foley
answer.
Is all three.
Yes. Okay. It's all Mick Foley characters that he played. Dude Love, Cactus Jack, and Mankind.
Yeah.
No,
which
but,
one was your favorite?
Yeah,
out of the three?
Probably Mankind, just because he was just nuts.
Kind of crazy and nice. Corporate Mankind.
Yeah.
That's
him and, like, The Rock...
Right.
The Rock was a big deal, and I actually really loved Hulk Hogan as a kid.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. Everyone. I think
I
have a postcard from Hulk Hogan.
When
N-word all over it.
Yeah, when when that whole video came out, I made a video where, like, I cut my hair and shaved like Royal Tenenbaums.
Yeah.
Like I staged my suicide on YouTube that day.
Because he's not there.
Yeah.
We could have called him Coltrane. It would have been a lot better.
that was a rough day for me.
Yeah. Well, it was a rough day for Black America. But, I mean, you count for
hey,
something.
I'll just make this quick. Just,
George,
just,
top three and why.
Yeah, just, and I don't want to say top three because you guys are going to edit me out anyway.
No, I would never do that.
We appreciate you dressing up for the event.
I would never do that.
I just came from like a wedding and I got some free booze.
Those
Thank
pants
you.
Fit you good.
I barely made it here.
But we appreciate you coming.
Doink.
Doink the clown.
Doink. And my father used to like terrify me because it was like big when I was a kid.
Right.
And you know. We all float down here, Georgie. But
Georgie.
Fuck, and your name's
George.
And my name's George. So my dad's like, "Hey, you better watch out, like clean your room, or else I'm gonna tell Doink to get you tonight." And I was like, "Oh my god," because Doink was a clown anyway.
Yeah.
And Dink, his little friend. Anyway,
and did you know that he was the Brooklyn Brawler?
No, I didn't. What?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is he dead too?
Dead as fuck. Sorry. Doink is dead. So
it's
tough, man. But you know what? Your nightmares are dead too.
All my friends are dead.
Wrestling's tough. You're having a good time, and then you realize everyone's fucking dead.
Everyone's fucking dead.
I have a whole bunch, dude.
But please, top three. Doink's number one.
Whatever. It was Razor Ramon.
Razor Ramon.
But only when he got beat by the 1-2-3 Kid.
Not six pack or
no.
X-Pac.
This was his first match. Like the nobodies, like the
jobbers.
Fought. Yeah, mm-hmm. The people that were supposed to lose.
Yeah,
and this kid came in and he had long hair, right? And Razor Ramon had the little tiny speedos with his vest. He's like cockroach, right? And he came in.
Yeah, yeah.
You're expecting him to win. All of a sudden, this kid comes out of nowhere and just lives his dream and like taps Razor Ramon, and it was like, who is this guy? And he ran out of the 1-2-3 Kid. They called him that for years until he was like fucking China or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah, he fucked China.
And
he had a bucking Bronco.
The Hard Rockers? Which Marty Jannetty.
And Shawn Michaels.
Shawn Michaels.
The Rockers,
I'm sorry. When Shawn Michaels kicked him through the glass window.
Yeah.
For no reason. I don't know why there was
a
glass.
Marty
Jannetty? Oh, yeah, dude. Oh,
when he went heel?
20 years later, Marty Jannetty comes out of the canvas and is like, yo. And you're like, oh, my God, is that Marty Jannetty? No scars on his face and stuff. Anyway.
We were happy for him.
I'll tell you guys later.
No, George.
Good answer,
George.
Thank you,
George.
Great answer.
TK in the
Once again, those pants fit you really well.
Yeah. They're tailored, right? Damn. He counts as two people, homie.
Giving me
Travis
shit.
Cake.
Yeah. Top three.
Travis Cake. Crab's Cake.
So I don't really know a whole lot about wrestling. So I'll go with the ones that I know. Mr. Nanny, Maui, and Drax.
Mr. Nanny was Hulk Hogan?
Yes.
Yes.
and then The Rock. Drax is Bautista.
Yeah.
And then what was the other one? Maui. That's The Rock.
The Rock.
Good answer.
Wow.
What about Los Facebooks? Hold on, Jeff. Jeff, do you have an answer? What's your favorite wrestler?
This is not my topic, but I was going to say Andre the Giant.
Right.
Classic.
Ric Flair. And Venus from American Gladiator.
Venus? I'll take it.
From American
Gladiator. I'll take
Gladiator.
That shit. Fuck
no,
yeah.
Shake your
fuck
head
yeah.
on that one. Good fucking answer, man.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. But with the tennis balls,
yeah.
I always wanted to do American Gladiators. That a thing for Zap. I'd fucking fuck the shit out of Zap, dude. Google Zap, dude. Holy shit.
I remember
shit.
Zap.
Even
I
if she had a dick, I'd just move it to the side.
Dun, 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 that's the highest compliment,
right?
That's the highest compliment.
The music
you
on
can
the
give.
Yeah, exactly. With a guy shooting tennis balls at me, and I'm just fucking ripping through it. And then she's real self conscious. I'm just like, hide it with your underwear.
Oh, you know? God. All right, Facebook
What's
answers.
What's happening? God damn it!
Why are you guys so shocked that I say this shit?
No, that's perfectly fine.
Thank you. I can think of our first podcast.
So Ryan Timothy Brace says Kevin Owens, Chris Jericho, and Mick Foley.
Yes.
Samson Portillo says
one?
Kevin Owens.
No idea.
Samson Portillo says Mick Foley, Mankind, and Cactus Jack.
Oh, yeah. Just like you got a good answer.
Andrew Thomas says I don't watch wrestling, but the Iron Sheik's Twitter is on point crazy.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah,
about that.
It's fucking crazy. It is awesome.
The Rock makes Kevin Hart tolerable.
Yeah,
and
wow.
Ric Flair's woo is contagious.
It's very. Really
contagious. Carlos Castro says El Santo, Blue Demon, and Capulina.
Yep, I know that those two lucha libres.
Miguel Carranza says Flair, Kerry Von Erich, and Bruiser Brody.
Brody.
He got murdered. He got stabbed in the chest. No, but here's the thing.
It's rough, dude.
No, Bruiser Brody.
You're making George cry.
Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. I remember this. They used to come into San Antonio from time to time because it was a Texas wrestling organization. And Bruiser Brody got stabbed while he was a wrestler. It wasn't like after he retired. Like, it was in the middle of everything. And I remember Kerry Von Erich was the fucking main event, Modern Day Warrior. Everyone was excited. And he had all of us chant Bruiser, Bruiser. And I was like 6 or 7. And I asked my grandma, what happened to Bruiser? And she was like, I don't know. And then I turned to my sister, who was crying, and I was like, what happened to Bruiser? And she goes, I don't know. And so then this guy goes, he got stabbed in the heart, like this random audience member. And I was just like, fuck, wrestling's real. Like, that's just... as a kid, it just validated everything. So all the punches were real. And yep. She didn't let me get in the ring like all the other fucking Chief Flau brats that would go in the ring during intermission. She was like, no, you sit right there. And I was so fucking mad because all these fucking kids are jumping off the top ropes and stuff. And it's all I wanted to do ever. And I finally got to do it because of Romy with Galactic Pro Wrestling.
Hey, nice.
And which is Gunner's favorite wrestler, Rudy Russo.
Juan Carlos Pelia says, Macho Man. Shawn Michaels and Nacho Libre.
Yeah, they got another yeah. Nacho. Nacho vote.
Gabe Diaz says Scotty Too Hotty.
Yeah.
The Hardy yeah. Boys and Kane.
Kane, wow, all right. Kane. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jesse
yeah.
likes Kane, but, you know, for wet reasons.
Jesse Cooper says The Undertaker, the old SNES WWF Royal Rumble game made him seem like he had real magical abilities.
Dude, he's like, yeah. fucking A,
yeah,
dude.
This is like Mortal Kombat. It was yeah. before Mortal Kombat they did that game.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jordan Cobb says The Undertaker, Bret Hart, and Ric Flair.
Good answer.
Victoria Acevedo says Sting, Goldberg, and Charlotte.
Yeah, that was the generation of wrestling I wasn't
that
really
was,
watching.
And that was all
yeah.
WCW, Goldberg, too.
Yeah, WCW Goldberg, stuff, yeah. yeah. Goldberg's yeah. badass, so just the fucking, oh. yeah.
Travis K, we heard his. Athena Wood says Tina. Little yeah. Egypt and The Undertaker.
Yeah, they're all two glow wrestlers and The Undertaker.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kiko Martinez says, back in the day, it was Mr. Perfect, Macho Man, and Jake the Snake.
Mr. Perfect, good yeah. answer. Right. Yes, yeah, yeah, Perfect yeah. Plex. Also dead, Kurt Hennig.
Justin Wilcoxon.
Yeah. yeah,
Justin Wilcoxon says, Jerry Lawler, Andy Kaufman, and Jose Lothario.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, why didn't I say Andy fucking Kaufman?
That's a good, yeah.
Fuck
that's
me.
A that's an obvious yeah. miss, but
that's
good.
A that's the toy I'm looking for. Yeah,
he's a real
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So anyone out there finds an Andy Kaufman WWE Legends figure, I'll buy it from you.
He says Jose Lothario was his.
Andy Kaufman is not dead.
We don't know.
Tony Clifton is alive. Tony Clifton is alive. Ric Flair is
alive.
His yeah. Instagram is like an old man who just discovered Instagram. It's really great. Yeah, it's like he likes my shit sometimes. And so I'm like, wait, fuck it. All right, Ric Flair.
Abby Gutierrez says Bret the Hitman Hart.
Nice.
Razor Ramon.
Yeah.
And The Undertaker.
Yeah.
Ross Carter says Chris Jericho, and Chris Lionheart Jericho. All right. Alfred Perez says The Brothers Von Erich, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, and Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
Classic.
Oh, man, we got a lot of answers. Sarah Gallego says, just three, HBK.
Right, Heartbreak
yeah,
Kid.
Heartbreak
Kid.
Oh,
okay. Michaels. My friend ran into him at North Star Mall a month ago. He was super cool.
Andy hit on him. Or wait.
No, he hit on Andy.
Andy worked at the Sunglass Hut. Fucking, he walks in. His name is like Michael Hickenbacher. And he's like, she was like, oh, I'm a big fan. And he was like, and then he changed his voice. He was like, oh, you know who I am? He was like, well, give me a call sometime. And he gave her his card for his pool cleaning service. Yeah.
With a hotel number?
Yeah,
like
exactly. We'll play sweet chin music in a hotel. Can I jerk off in front of you?
Matthew Wayne says Stone Cold Steve.
Louis HBK. HBC.
At least he asked.
HBC. Yeah. Yeah, like he asked. Gave himself sweet chin music.
That's what you call it.
Because it came on his
no,
chin.
Exactly.
Yeah,
no, exactly.
Yeah.
All
right, all right.
Yeah, shower time is always sweet chin music in the Castro household.
Go yourself. Matthew Wayne, Stone Cold Steve Austin, The Rock, and Mick Foley. Cesar Portillo says Lita, Mick Foley, and Andy Kaufman.
Lita.
Yeah.
Bobby Smith says Sting, The Rock, and Ultimate Warrior, and the Steiner Brothers.
We met
Steiner
Lita.
Regis yeah. Velasco says Shawn Michaels, CM Punk, and Daniel Bryan.
And one of the Steiner brothers, past public access guest.
Yes.
Yeah. Andrew Deal says yes. Any wrestler from Ultimate Surrender League?
I don't know what
and
that is.
And J.Y. Cotton says the Bushwhackers. That's the only answer. Yeah. If anyone says otherwise, they're trying to sell you some BS.
Yeah, good answer. Yeah, and George, you got something to add to
it? Just something you can edit out. John Ryan Black was the nephew of Shawn Michaels, right?
Okay.
I used to go to school with this kid, and we used to beat the shit out of him, dude.
Wow.
Yes.
Because he wasn't used to really getting hit.
No,
because
he'd be like, yeah, my uncle is Shawn Michaels. Shut the – you know, we used to beat the shit out of him because we didn't believe him. One day, this Shawn Michaels shows up to Ed White Middle School, and yes, dude, it was, like, unbelievable because he's, like, so, you know, like taller than us. Yeah, exactly, right? So John Ryan Black was like, yeah, so these guys are the ones beating me up. It was, like, surreal.
He called you out?
Yes. Dude, he called us out, and it was the best thing ever. He's like, are you guys picking on my nephew? And it was like, me and my boy, like, sometimes. And dude, it was so great. He's like, hey, well, listen. And he did this whole spiel. Like, listen, I'm going to come back here, and I'm going to kick you in the chest or whatever. I'm going to do the roundhouse on you. We're like, could you please? That would be so amazing.
Because it's not like you're really going to hit us.
No, exactly right. Yeah. He punked the shit out of us, though, and it was the most time. Anyway, I'll tell you later.
Oh.
With George. That sounds dope. Shawn Michaels, dead.
Oh.
He's still alive. Not. No, he's but still that's alive. Not, he has to crash on my
Uncle,
couch this
Uncle
weekend.
Sweet Chin Music is not a good nickname, by the way.
That's the Sweet Chin Music.
Speaking of Sweet Chin Music, The Price of Fame, not The Price is Right, not The Power of Fame, The Price of Fame, the documentary about Ted DiBiase will be on demand services. You can watch it. It's like a TLC show, but with a wrestler.
And little known fact before you close it, I'll answer for Andy, my wife. Mm-hmm. Her favorite is Andre the Giant because she was named after
him.
Andre.
That is wonderful. Mm-hmm. Ted DiBiase starring in The Price of Fame. Yeah, I'm looking to that.
And now it's time for another edition of Dad's Corner.
Yay!
We are on Dad's Corner, making dreams come true.
Stop counting coupons and get involved in Daddy's Corner, bitch!
So how many parents, by a show of hands, how many parents? We got one, we got two, and 1, 2, 3 versus 47. We are outnumbered once again on the parent
we're here.
Level. Yeah. But we're here, and it's fun. And so it is holiday time again.
Yes.
And so, you know, this year, the kids aren't asking for anything. Mikey's 12, Gunner's 7. And I'm really surprised at the commercials on television aren't really pushing anything big. I mean, the Nintendo Switch is out. Gunner understands I can't get the Nintendo Switch, but there's nothing else that he like wants.
The Tickle Me Elmo equivalent or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then Mikey, you know, doesn't really want shit either. I mean, so it's kind of this conundrum because before we knew
you had a Christmas list.
Well, no, we knew like in fucking February what we were gonna get them because they were just like, we need this, and so there was always a big like, oh my god, I got it, right? And that's not happening this year. Like, probably gonna get Gunner a Wii U or something like that,
mm-hmm.
maybe a new TV, and get Mikey, you know, like, hey, use your brother's new TV. And so
two for one.
Twofers, right? I'll buy her like Mario Kart for Wii U and be like, you know,
Gunner's gonna
it's
play.
Good. It's for both of them.
Yeah.
It's Mikey and Gunner.
And let Gunner use your game.
Right.
It'll be like that. It'll be a Homer bowling ball. So, you know, the question that I had that I actually – the answer to my question I actually got wrong, let me explain. So my topic question – I'll explain.
Yeah.
My topic question was what present have you still not received from your Christmas wish list?
Real quick before you move on to this, let me just add this, is that we actually had – this is like a – episode 20s question
way.
That we
was
had.
Was it really?
Yeah. So I know I listened.
Oh, wow.
So I will
keep
your answer, but it'll be interesting to see if the answer is the same as it was then.
Okay.
So with that said.
With that said, my answer was an actual pair of Jordans.
Okay.
Right. I never had a pair of Jordans. And when I was a kid, the Space Jams came out. Right. And
the Space
Jams Jordans were the bomb. And, you know, I was like, you know what? I want Jordans. You know, I fucking idolized Larry Bird, but he didn't have a shoe. He had the fucking Converse Weapon. Those aren't fucking basketball shoes. it was like skater shoes, right? Like prison shoes. Exactly. But I wanted Jordans, and these Jordans were the shit, you know, and I actually played basketball, so I would use them, and I never got them. And now, you know, as an adult, because it's my money, I ain't going to spend no money on motherfucking Jordans. And so I still to this day.
How much do Jordans cost?
Like 150?
150.
Still, that's about the same. 200?
But 200? Two?
Okay, see, because like, I was like, it was 150.
You wear Jordans, right? A couple pairs.
Regular, like a starter entry-level Jordans are 150.
And you're wearing Jordans right now? Oh, there they are. How much does run you?
$200 okay, so for a pair of Jordans.
Okay. Right.
I've never bought a pair.
Come on in and enjoy
back
yourself.
In the day, I remember they were about 130. So now they're $200. Okay.
Yeah, so they're 200. So, I mean, they went up 50 bucks since the 90s. So that's not too bad
it's
inflation.
Still $200, yeah.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. So I've been playing basketball again, you know,
for health
and all that sort of stuff. But I've been playing in these old-ass orthopedic fucking Adidas basketball shoes that I got like on sale at like, you know,
Shoe Carnival.
No, like at like Family Dollar, like a place that didn't sell shoes. And I was like, these are basketball shoes, right? Yeah, okay, I'm in, right? You know, like, you know how Ross has like random shit?
Yeah.
like you know, like they have Kenneth Cole basketball shoes.
Yes.
you know?
Yes.
That's so... So it was these random ass fucking Betty Crocker.
I was just about to say some Betty Crocker Betty high tops.
Betty Crocker high tops. And so I've been playing them. And my brother-in-law, like he's a good egg man, and he's a sneakerhead, right? And he after inviting me to like these gym games and seeing, and I was having calf problems for a while, and he was like, brother, I couldn't do this. I was gonna sell these. I'll probably get $60 for him, but no, here. And he gave me my first pair, and I didn't realize it, you know, till you know, I already gave you the question. But he gave me, they're used, my first pair of fucking Jordans. So I have black fucking Jordans. And so my wish came true.
Fuck, you finally got them.
I finally got them.
Yeah. Okay.
So you got your what you wished for.
I got, yeah, but yeah. I was like, you know, I've always wanted Jordans, never got Jordans. I was like, oh, shit, I fucking have Jordans. So fuck my answer.
No, but it's cool that you got it. You, that's fine. Yeah, I'm cool with it. Yeah.
A happy ending.
I don't like it.
Happy ending.
Yeah. Oh, I can play.
Larry's really good.
Yeah, really is good.
The Jordans helped.
I can play. Fat Ray Allen's what they call me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fat Ray Allen's what they call me. You know what? George,
like,
go ahead.
But they might not be Jordans, though. Like...
Oh, they might be Jaden. Yeah.
No, no.
Like, they're fucking...
They're Jordans.
They're Will Smith's sons. Just fucking shoot.
They have, like, the Jordan, like, okay, like Jordan 1, like, Jordan 2 series shoes.
Right.
And then they have, like, the sports Jordans. Like, the, like
oh, no, they're basketball
like,
shoes.
Like, they have the, like, the logo on them.
No, they're legit they're not, basketball shoes.
Yeah, yeah. Listen.
He's saying you didn't get those.
Hold on, hold on.
No. Like, they have the sports Jordans where it's like, hey, you'd like to cross train?
Here's right, some no, Jordan. No, and I know
but they're
that.
Not the numbered Jordans, though.
Ooh. How, what number are they on? Does anybody know?
Like, 80?
31! Thank you! I love
31
it.
Years of every year they come out with, like, okay, 24s, and then 25s come out next right. year. And it's so
do they have
I'm not, like, I'm not trying to burst your bubble. But
no.
Do they have...
I'll send you a picture. Can you verify?
No.
Do they have...
Verify that shit, homie. You're the one
for every year of Jordan, do they have, like, Jordan 23As, 23Bs? Like, do they have variants of Jordan? Cutaways?
Colorway. Can you get on the mic? And say your name for our audience, and we miss you.
My name is Eric.
Eric. Yeah. And welcome back to Zane Sorting, a very funny stand-up comedian.
To explain what George was saying, there's two different like styles of Jordans. There's the retros.
Right.
Right.
Which what Jordan actually wore.
Right.
Okay.
Which are bad for your feet.
Terrible for your feet.
Yeah.
You should never hoop in those.
Yeah.
And then there are Team Jordans, which like players and stuff, like Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi
sponsored
Leonard
by Jordans.
Jordan, yeah.
He wears Team Jordans. But they're not actually retros. They're should not wear those on the east side.
Oh, yeah. You'll get jumped.
You will.
Okay.
You will get jumped, and they'll let you keep your shoes.
Oh, like that.
Yeah, damn. Yeah, like that.
They're like, fuck your dumbass shoes.
Kind of.
It's so I'd be better off wearing my polo basketball shoes.
Yes.
The Kenneth
Cole.
That I got from Marshalls.
The Kenneth Cole.
Yeah. My TJ right, Maxx. Okay, thank you. Yeah, my Dockers basketball shoes. All right, but that's my answer. Oh, Jeff.
These particular boots right here.
Yeah.
The only way you could get these in 15 is if you get them through the military, like the National the Army surplus.
Are you a size 15, Jeff?
So anyway,
that
now,
dick, though.
Now I finally found a way to get some boots.
Hot cocker,
but
not.
But here's the thing.
Hot
now,
cocker.
Now I got this trouble. The problem is now I'm walking around in these boots and I get this old guy come walking up to me with a firm handshake and a good look in the eye saying, tell me where you serve, son.
Oh, man.
Wait
a
minute.
It sucks when a
hang
hot
on a
guy
second.
Comes
hold
in
on.
Your eye.
I did ROTC in
that's
high
what
school,
he said,
but
right?
that was it.
No, he's
oh, you get stolen valor because of those boots.
Yes. He accidentally stolen valor.
That is an issue. Yes.
You get 10% off at
Rudy's
Barbecue.
Holding the door for me, and I'm like, hey, wait. No, I didn't. No.
No, yeah. But you know what? I think you have PTSD. So I think it's safe to say, Jeff, that, you know, you
it
deserve
counts.
To get the door open for you. Thank you. I love you. Especially if the door slides. Yeah, no, I bet it is. But thank you for your service, Jeff.
I'm trying to remember, and I'm trying to think if this was my answer. Last time was I think I got everything I wanted.
Fucking
I don't know.
Brat,
like, I'm
dude.
Trying to think. I
fuck,
remember
you can't be on the rap game with us.
If I'm middle class, that means I can get stuff, right?
No, middle class means you can get some stuff.
Yes, and I got some stuff.
Poor, you get nothing. right? Or you get an organization that gives you shit he didn't ask for.
Yeah, that's definitely.
You know, like, oh, right. Great, Star Wars.
That's definitely.
So,
that's
well, cool. While you're stewing on that, when I thought about the answer before, I realized, oh, we've asked this before. The thing I didn't get that I don't have that I always wanted as a kid and I didn't get it because it was too expensive was Cybertron. It was the Transformer City.
Oh,
so it was
damn.
This giant playset that where all the Autobots could fucking like roll into, but Cybertron itself turned into a giant robot.
Fuck.
And I think at the time it was like, you know, we're talking 80s, so it was like $150.
There, well, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Fat Check Benjamin is here. Yeah. So Travis, there's your fact check. He's our fanboy Benjamin, and look, he's fucking eyeballing you, dude. So you guys be
Jeff's
friends.
There.
Be friends. That's Jeff Scher. Yeah. So Benjamin's here to fact check us. You missed something, but I'm glad that you're
so
here.
So anyway, Cybertron is the thing that I always wanted as a kid and never got because it was too expensive. And it's one of those things I don't care like enough to like, oh, let me hunt that down and get it because it's also so big and space consuming. It's like I wouldn't know where to fucking put Cybertron.
But it turns into a robot, so you can put the robot in the corner.
That is true, but it's like a fucking like giant. Robot. Like, yeah. I mean, I don't know how tall it was. I guess everything, you know, it's probably like this big.
Is
or whatever.
It fuckable?
Anything's fuckable when you put your mind to it.
That's the title of Jess's book. That's the title of Jess's book.
But that's the culture
I have several books in the works. Book number one, there's no such thing as asshole fries. That's book number one. Yeah. Book number two, everything's fuckable.
But should it be?
But yeah, exactly.
And if it gives consent.
No, right. Everything's fuckable, colon, but that doesn't mean I'm going to fuck it.
Robot or not.
Anyways, Regan, what Christmas gift did you come to your mind?
Well, everything. I don't know. Maybe you bringing that up makes me think of what was it Destructicon where you had all you needed the five
Devastator.
Devastator.
Yeah.
Wanted to make Devastator. You needed all five of the Transformer of the dump truck Transformers.
You needed all the Constructicons
to form
Devastator. Yeah.
Devastator's awesome. That
Devastator
been awesome.
Is awesome.
I think I maybe got one.
I got a couple of them. I got a couple of Destructicons.
Your parents think they did good cuz they got you the one, but you're like, "No, I need all five to make Devastator."
Okay.
Yeah.
So the answers what it was from 5 years ago, nearly 5 years ago.
Damn.
No, you actually said you never got Optimus Prime.
Ooh.
That was your answer.
True.
That
I never
said.
Got Optimus Prime.
Mine?
You never got a real regulation basketball hoop.
I knew
and it's
that
cool
I knew
because it's in the same as a basketball thing. And then mine was almost the same thing. And
true.
It was the G.I. Joe shuttle. It was
the big giant
right? NASA shuttle that was funded by NASA. I didn't get that. So my answer was similar. So that's
right, so mine was also Transformer related.
And we also down the road did not get those things. We don't have those things now.
No,
we don't have a regulation hoop.
I almost did.
Devastator?
You almost did.
There was one on
audience members.
I never got the Ninja Turtle sewer playset.
Yeah.
The sewer playset.
I got the Technodrome.
Whoa!
I still have the Technodrome.
That's pretty rich.
Yeah. I had the van.
So,
I got the van.
Like my nephew had it forever, and then like he gave it to my brother for some reason.
So
my brother has
a bunch
of and then like and now my son plays with it at his house.
That's
hell yeah! That's
very
awesome.
Nice.
Hell yeah!
Fucking Technodrome, 3/5.
I never got the My Size Barbie, but it's probably because I was like super extra short because it was a Hispanic woman and my mom was like, I don't want you to have a complex about
because it would be
short.
The same size as you.
It would be taller than me.
Oh wow.
Oh wow.
That was a real short child. No,
right.
Fifth grade is when
and
I
that was a tall ass Barbie.
Yeah.
I should buy that.
What
now?
Oh god.
The My Size Barbie was like 3.5 feet tall.
That's terrifying.
And I was when I wanted it, I was just like a real short kid, you know?
That's just a big, but as a kid, you just, what do you do with something that size?
You have friends.
Yeah, you brush its hair, you do all the Barbie shit you do. Too bad they didn't have like the car to go along with the mindset.
You never
Barbie.
Had to like smash the littler Barbies like it's a giant monster because in size comparison, it's so much bigger. You
like it grabs the little Barbie and climbs up a tower.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, because my question is
50 foot woman
if you have
Barbie.
A my size, if you have one my size Barbie, but like when you have other Barbies, you play with them and they all sit at the same table.
But also, I think my mom was like, none of them have brown hair like you.
Well, that's the definition.
Teresa.
Teresa didn't get
Teresa. Teresa was brown, and I'm white with brown hair.
She wants a white with brown hair.
Dude, Barbie. Yeah, you should have got a Belle Barbie then.
No, well, then what's Barbie's friend that did have brown hair but wasn't Teresa. Brown? Was it Teresa. Just Teresa? That was it?
Yeah, Teresa.
There wasn't
yeah.
a brunette.
That was it. Was they were white and blonde, and then there was a brown one with brown hair.
Oh,
there
okay.
was, like, no in between. You either had to be, like, real dark.
Nobody wanted daddy.
Or real light.
Yeah.
Daddy. That's her name, bro.
And then you had the
Fede.
Then you had the
Fede
family.
With the teardrop tattoo.
Yeah, exactly. And then you had the Family Dollar Betty Crocker, like different race Barbies that were
the Uncle Ben's Barbie.
Wow.
No, that's not.
Wow.
What, that's not. He wasn't wow. going there. He's going off brand. Off brand.
Saying off brand.
Yeah. I've got two that's sisters, the, yeah. and y'all know way more about Barbie than I ever.
Oh, I have two I sisters don't. Too, dude. That's why I know. And a daughter.
I'll fucking buy a Nabisco Barbie. I don't give a shit.
Fucking like here's your. I remember one Christmas, my cousin fucking she got this generic ass Barbie that was like bigger than like Barbies. Because now the generic ones for some reason were taller than like the Mattel Barbies, and she looked at it and she just. It was like, and we're recording it for Christmas. She grabs it and she just fucking tosses it off her shoulder. It was the fucking most savage thing. A fucking thug meme. Travis, you got Travis. Everything you wanted.
God damn it. So yeah, you fucking pinned it right there. Yeah. So like a quarter of your audience is gonna go. But. It was before it's like my parents, that was the only thing that I would get though. If it was something that I really wanted, that was the only thing I could get and then close. Everything
right.
that
yeah,
I have.
One thing.
That one thing
okay.
and then close.
That's fair.
Yeah.
So the only thing that I haven't been able to get now has been since I've been married and I've been told I'll never get it.
Yeah. Sex?
Hey, no. I'm a parent. I
yeah.
got proof.
That's he does.
Right. Right.
He does.
He fucking stayed
two times.
In.
Travis has had sex.
He stayed yeah. in.
Twice.
Oh, twice. That's an announcement. So congratulations, Travis.
Wait,
he's
what?
Got, yeah, he's got on the
Are
way.
You being serious?
Oh, bun in the oven.
Oh, congratulations. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Fucking Thanksgiving mashed potatoes. Yeah, fuck yeah.
Nice.
With gravy.
You're a card-carrying member of the Blast In It Club.
Yeah,
good
so
job.
Yeah, we you and I are members. And so cool. I hope she's named Axie. George.
What's up, folks?
We're going to edit this out, man.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
He actually pushed stop, so go ahead.
Yeah.
Hey, folks, George Anthony. We only had one Christmas growing up.
But, like,
we got.
You mean, like, one Christmas throughout the whole span of years, or, like, one Christmas a year?
Just one Christmas, dude.
Oh, okay.
We had one Christmas. It was 1992. Or it was 91, I'm sorry. It was 91.
Okay.
Yeah.
When did Super Nintendo come out?
91.
We got Super Nintendo. We got BMX bikes.
Fuck.
Yeah.
And that was it. Yeah.
No, it's a good year, though. That's a good year.
Indoor and outdoor.
And we got a fucking puppy.
Wow.
His name was Poochie.
Yeah.
And rest in peace, Poochie.
Oh, right. He was a wrestler?
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah,
he was
a wrestling dog.
He was addicted to steroids. And
yeah, right.
He murdered his kids. It was pretty
He was a rabid Wolverine, that Poochie.
It was pretty messed up, dude. But, yeah, we had one Christmas, and that was it after that.
Why, were you all Jehovah's Witnesses? Or?
No, we just, you know, hard times, dude.
Got
just,
you. All right, hard knock life, right?
Hard times, yeah. Like the Bush era and then the Clinton.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, fucking Reaganomics, man, that trickle down Christmas.
Well, that sounded like a... <Pretty much. laughs>
God bless y'all for getting that.
No, like, my dad kept getting, like, demoted in the Army. And,
you can get demoted in the Army?
Oh, yeah, dude. You can,
really?
Yeah.
For real
oh,
talk?
Oh, yeah. It was fucked up. It was really fucked up. We lost a storage with all my baby pictures in it.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Fuck. Anyway.
Wow.
But that's
dude,
Super Nintendo,
it was
though.
So fucked up. For years, I didn't have a Christmas. I was like, actually, as an adult. Anyway, so what I wanted growing up was a
Christmas.
Was a Christmas. Was a family. All right. Was just somebody to care about me. Was a go-kart, right?
Oh, that's big bucks right
oh,
there.
Oh, dude, with yeah. the, like the gas-powered.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're
yeah.
driving it recklessly, right?
Yeah.
So my daughter, she's 7, right? She hops in at Walmart into a go-kart, and I'm going to get two of those. One for me and
no
one
shit.
For her, and
yeah.
we're going to wreck it. In some woods somewhere. It's going to be so dope, dude.
That sounds dope as
oh,
fuck.
Oh, it's going to be so great.
I can't
man.
Wait.
It's going to be so great. Anyway, I'll tell you guys later.
go-karts.
Thank you, George. Thank you, George. And you know what? Merry Christmas this year, man.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
So, what about Facebook?
Facebook answers. Andrew Thomas says Mighty Morphin Power Rangers original Megazord. Charles Gomez says Crossfire.
Crossfire.
Remember Crossfire? Justin Cooper says a Nintendo 64 and a new laptop. Is that what you want now?
Yeah, I know.
He's always wanted that.
Yeah, he still wants a 64 and a new laptop.
Yeah.
Albert Preciado says Ghostbusters Proton Pack.
Oh, I remember those.
Victoria Acevedo says easy.
Bobby Brown wanted to get one for his little brother, but they're not toys. That's from part two.
Part two, yeah.
Easy Bake Oven for Victoria Acevedo. Alfred Perez says a new Samsung tablet.
He's always wanted it.
Yeah.
Always wanted a always. Samsung tablet.
He was a kid.
He wanted
a Samsung tablet.
Yeah.
And a new Nintendo 3DS XL. So he's always wanted.
He was ahead of the curve.
He knew it was coming.
There was a DS or there was a Game Boy. He didn't specify.
It's still on his list.
A child list.
This is true. Yes. He's always wanted, but he didn't get that. He's going to get that fucking 3DS XL.
Robert Hunley says Olivia Munn. So
we need to change that culture, man.
What, you can still want?
Nah.
No, you can still crush on somebody. You can crush on somebody.
She's a human being.
Whatever, you can crush on her. Nicole Gomez says...
Is Olivia Munn a homewrecker? I
don't know. Nicole Gomez says an iPhone, so depending on how old they are...
Good point.
Right.
I don't know how long the iPhones have been around, but...
Yeah.
2000 something.
No.
Matthew Wade says, what are those sweet super soakers? Not just a handheld one, but one with a backpack that gives us some kick.
I'm going to nickname an iPhone.
Todd Larson says a flux capacitor. Exactly.
Yeah. Fuck you with your bullshit answer.
We didn't hear that comment.
So, okay, say it again.
Todd Larson says a flux capacitor.
Fuck Tard Lawson.
Tard Lawson.
And Jay Wycotton says eating ass. That's always been on his... Since he was a kid.
Oh, he went Def Jam on it.
Y'all want to know what I want for Christmas?
He was just sad because he didn't get straight up jammed.
Yeah, he didn't get straight up jammed. You know, motherfucker, I want for Christmas? I want to eat some ass, man. Yeah. Ever since I was 6 years old. My daddy always told me,
what you riding your
sandal list? What you need to do is eat some ass. I want to eat some ass. I ain't saying, y'all eat ass?
Anyway, since I was 6 years old.
He right, though.
So, Christmas, man, or the holidays, whatever you want to call them as heathens or patriots, I wish you a happy holidays.
Happy Budokan.
And if you Ramadan, because, Ramadan like Vietnam, and so would like to wish you guys, a merry holiday and a happy new year. And if you haven't gotten what you wanted on your wish list, I highly recommend that you just fucking drop it. And because someone will get it for you eventually or not. And if you have kids and they have a wish list and you can't get them what they want for Christmas, just tell them that Santa doesn't exist. And so then
blame it on Santa.
And then they're like, cause, so then they're not like, I was bad this year. Just be like, no, Santa's not real. Santa's not real. And then like,
and they're what? Like, fuck.
Yeah, exactly. And they go, so you didn't get this because we're broke, not because you're a bad kid. And
right.
So what they get for Christmas
is truth.
Is truth. And so they...
It's the gift that keeps giving.
Exactly. So they stay woke. So, you know, parenting, man, you know, fuck it. You're lying to them all the time.
All right. Now it's time for my my segment called Hey, That's Not Funny. We talk about stuff that's not funny. This one comes from a journal from the MIT that talks about mathematics. Predicts a sixth mass extinction by the year 2100. Oceans may hold enough carbon to launch a mass extermination of species in the future millennia. That's right. Scientists have analyzed significant changes in the carbon cycle in the last 540 million years, including the last five mass extinction events. And they're saying by 2100, we might be all dead by another mass extinction. So that's hilarious.
Due to carbons in the air?
Yeah. Okay. Due to us just kind of ruining stuff.
We have no oxygen. We're just breathing carbons. And
nah, man. You know what? It's because we're not using coal as much as we should.
Well, they've identified what's called thresholds of catastrophe in the carbon cycle. That's a
metal
good rap
band.
Name.
Yeah, metal band.
Yeah,
metal band. Say it again.
Thresholds of catastrophe. That is pretty metal.
Yeah, that's a metal fucking band.
No, but seriously, though, thresholds of catastrophe should have been my answer three for the wrestler thing. The thresholds of catastrophe are badass.
Yeah, they're fucking...
His Legion of Doom and Demolition fucking did a four-man Survivor Series.
Yeah, chun. Hell yeah! Threshold of catastrophe.
What the hell did you just say?
Thresholds of capacity? Is that what it was?
No, it's catastrophe.
Oh, even metaler.
Yeah. Anyway, so that brings me to my question.
Thresholds of catastrophe! How are you doing, San Antonio? Catastrophe!
Brings me to my question. What is going to cause the next mass extinction? What is going to cause the next mass extinction? And obviously everybody knows that it's going to be robots.
Robots
are going to kill us all.
Can you fuck them?
Jess? Why do you... Everything's fuckable.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean I'm going to, but why do you think they wanted to kill us?
What if it's a sexy robot?
Yeah, but see, I'm coming before I'm dying. Like, that's just, like, that's bottom line.
That's your third book.
That's going to be called I'm coming before I'm dying.
So that if a robot kills me, do I have to ask its permission?
That's going to be the last words I hear is, Chess Anthony Castro, why did you fuck me? And I'm like, what? And it's going to, like, drill me in the stomach. I'm like, why do I know? And it's just,
when it becomes self-aware.
Deus ex machina, dude. That's what's going to happen to you, dude. Or ex machina.
Yeah,
and
it becomes self-aware right after you have sex with
you. You are a human. I must exterminate. All right, may I jerk off in front of you? No, that it does not. That makes me uncomfortable, and I'm just gonna blip,
and then it kills you.
Right? It's not gonna say that. It's gonna go like,
I just wanted to open for you at the fucking the theater. And then it's gonna malfunction and stuff, and then Larry Garza was sexual misconduct with dead robot, right? You know, because I wrestled,
but then you died.
Because I'm going to die. Yeah, okay. I'm going to die. Yeah, because of the fucking electrocution, because it's going to be
the
one
robot
of those,
stand-up comedian.
Yeah, exactly. You know how, like, when you piss on an electric fence, you get shocked? So when I come on a robot that's getting electrocuted, it's just going to fucking... And then, hot cock or not, my cock's going to be hot because it's going to be full of electricity.
Because semen's a natural conduit.
It's living things, man.
They made a robot... that can do backflips.
Yeah, I saw that.
If it can do splits, that's a Jean-Claude.
Yeah, I saw that backflipping robot.
They also have one that just is. They're trying to get citizenship for it.
But did I saw that.
But did you see the ass in that robot? It's fucking thick.
Yeah, I'm saying, homie, dog, fucking, that's a hobot, dog. You know what I'm saying? That's a hobot, though. You know what I'm saying? Hobot, dog, motherfucker. Yeah, but it was a male robot that turned into a female robot. So it's a transformer.
Anyways, robots are going to kill us all, but we're going to be dead by then. And what's great is all the poor people will pretty much be dead, too. It's just going to be like rich people who are just living this lavish lifestyle with all of these robots that take care of them. And that's the only cool thing that's going to be great. Yeah. It's the only good thing about this mass extinction is that it's just going to be all the rich people that are going to get killed by their self-aware robots, and it's going to be this wonderful sort of like robot revolution, and they kill them all. We'll all be dead.
Yeah.
But it'll just be nice that all of these rich, like super wealthy people that have just lived off of the poor and destruction of everyone else get killed by these robots, sex robots.
Right. So my answer is real simple: mass extinction by mass shooting. And I think what's going to happen is that there's so many mass shooters out there right now that one day is all going to happen at once, right?
And like then, organized.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it's just going to happen at once. Like there's going to be a mass shooting.
Well-organized militia of mass shooters.
No. There's going to be a flash mob of mass shooters. That's another metal band name. And so what's going to happen is that these mass shooters are going to happen, but then these Second Amendment guys are going to shoot back. And so all the Second Amendment guys are going to get shot. All the mass shooters are going to get shot. All the police are going to get shot. And all the innocent bystanders are going to get shot. And the only people that are going to be living? Robots. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna kill each other. So by it's mass shooting.
I think the mass extinction event will actually be weather change. I think day after tomorrow scenario where basically Earth freezes over because of polar ice caps and everything.
We just moved to Mexico, baby.
Yeah, and so the thing we're kind of putting in there is who's going to survive. So I think Mexicans, but also I think a lot of women in the married couple, the ones that like put the air at 60 during wintertime, and like have the air conditioner and the fans on, right. they're already conditioned to live in, yeah. in Arctic cold rooms.
Fuck, I am.
And their husbands and or wives or whatever, like they'll just fucking die immediately.
Right.
But all the like, it's hot in here, but it's like wintertime. It's yeah. like 30 degrees outside, but they still put the air on. They and the Mexicans will live. They'll actually kind of carry on the next seed. But it'll yeah. be a heavy hitting. A lot of people yeah. are going to fucking freeze.
But and then who's going to clean the rich Mexicans' homes?
Robots.
Robots.
Robots. Got
Robots.
It.
Robots.
All right, Travis. K.
So mine is going to be a future without robots, but it will be one that Regan would like because all the rich people will die.
Yeah.
And it's the sun throws a temper tantrum, throws out double type X solar flares.
All right.
They take out our all of our electrical infrastructure, and because we're so you know tied up in fucking our robots and looking at our phones and
yeah.
stuff,
yeah,
that we die because all of our electricity is gone. None of our water gets pumped. None of our food grows. Nobody can really get to where they need to get.
Idiocracy.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Right. yeah.
Without technology. So yeah. the only people left are like indigenous tribes who never worried about
that shit to
that
begin
shit in
with.
The first place. Yeah.
yeah. Yeah. And then they're going to discover like an iPhone and be like, and then fucking boom. Fucking.
They're going to put some weird Snapchat filter yeah, on their selfie.
On their selfie. Yeah. And then they're going to discover it and then they're going to fuck.
George?
Hey, I think it's going to be like a mass suicide.
Ooh.
Oh.
Just like we all get it.
Nice. I like it.
You know, like,
yes.
Like it's meaningless, and even though we all love each other,
right?
It's like who gives a fuck? Like
it's this our choice.
Yeah, or like the other way, it's like, hey, let's do it our way. You know, let's
yeah. Like consciousness is gonna have no value, and we're all just gonna just like, hey, you want to get? Yeah, I was thinking about. It.
But is it?
But can I jerk off in front of you?
No, but is it out of fear? Because maybe all the odds are against us. So like the robot numbers are increasing. The temperature is dropping.
There's no robots.
So they just straight up like the
current
straight up like Lewis and Clark don't want to discover anything, and they just want
done.
Yeah, just hey, you know what? Yeah, totally. And there's no shooting of each other. It's just like cool. We're just man. How is? Is there enough rope like for everybody?
And, oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You
know, or, hey, let's all walk into the ocean.
Yay! Oh, okay,
species.
Yeah.
Holding hands.
And just, no. Just
but you don't think there's going to be some jerks that are being like, nah, go ahead.
Or like one,
you guys
two,
go first.
Three,
oh!
And then they don't do it. You're like, oh,
and they're
I'm
like,
fuck.
Now I get to drive all the Ferraris.
Already. Oh, you asshole. Yeah, yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, there was one guy that didn't do it, right? Yeah,
the Nikes.
Yeah, he wore Jordan 4s. The Heaven's Gate guy.
No, he was wearing the Betty Crocker's.
Yeah, they had Nikes, man. Just do it.
But, like, man,
that's what their leader said.
That's the slogan to live die by.
I don't even get any of the references you are saying.
Heaven's Gate, homie. Google that shit. Yeah, suicide cult.
Suicide
thank you. Cult. Thank you for our fact checker.
It was like
check,
an entire
Benjamin.
Cult.
Man, shut
like,
the fuck now.
Yeah, he's our fact
checker, man.
It was like an entire cult full of pro wrestlers.
Yeah. Oh, shit, dude.
It's the collective. Like, man, we were in our prime. Like, dude. We were at the top of our game, and then it's just done.
That's how you can get that reference. It's just a mass bro. Cult of pro wrestlers.
Yeah. It was fucking Dusty Rhodes, Roddy Piper.
No.
Yeah, fucking.
All collectively
they
put
all
a shotgun to their chest.
They all did their finishing move.
But you're
oh.
right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go get a drink.
Yeah, you need
one.
Yeah,
you're gonna need
and,
one.
And
yeah.
finally, Three Fifths.
Three Fifths is back. I'm going back to this terrible Mark Wahlberg movie where the Earth just is like,
oh.
you're all terrible. I'm gonna kill you with my wind.
Oh,
and
the happening,
oh,
happening,
the happening,
the happening.
Yeah, because the trees were like, the trees were fuck you here, suck on pollen.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
the pollen made them
you're
just like
spoiler
us
alert
with your pollen like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
And, and leave
ooh,
it to the
military,
military
yeah.
to save it all. That's right. Just like the zombie Tupocalypse.
Yes.
And what about Los Facebooks?
Facebooks. Andrew Thomas says mass extinction will be caused by me. So himself, actually.
Yeah, who said that?
Andrew Thomas.
Oh, fucking yeah. why not? He's Canadian.
Carlos Castro Canadian. Says self-replicating yeah, nanobots. Gray goo everywhere. So, yes, that can happen.
Right. Self-replicating.
That's going to happen.
Yeah.
Buckwild says Obamacare wink. I guess. Yeah, Justin Cooper says Skynet. Yes, it's going to be Skynet, essentially. It's
right,
robots.
Right, exactly.
Gabe Diaz says heat death.
Heat Death of the Universe. It took me a second. I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Dust to Dust, mother effers.
That's right. Dust to Dust, motherfucker.
Victoria Acevedo says nuclear war. Travis K. Oh, you gave your answer already. Alfred Perez says, we probably will. For example, there's a plan to artificially cool the Earth by blowing up volcanoes. Good grief. So,
yeah.
Geostorm!
Yeah.
That's
Robert Hunley says, one word, Galactus.
No fucking good answer.
Don't know. It could happen.
But like cloud Galactus? Seriously, though, or like about, purple suit Galactus?
No, just straight
Galactus.
Up purple suit,
no,
dude.
Just, just a giant robot. He's kind of a
but
giant.
But that's a good way to go.
He's like a robot.
Like no, he's like a god. He's a galactic being that wants to eat our planet as a snack.
Man, that was just looking up in the sky and seeing a dude about to eat you—that's messed up.
See him
but if he
Uranus.
Gets swallowed, like we're not going to feel the digestion. I think that's the whole bad thing. Like,
oh, we're going to get shit out.
Oh, we're just all spiraling around.
What if you're on
gastric
the other side
juices?
Of the world when he comes and you don't see him?
Right.
You just see the teeth closing.
He just takes an apple bite out of Asia and
you
shit,
just see
and we're good.
Teeth in the coming down of the horizon and up.
And then the Earth gets flat because of it, and then all the Earthers are right.
Yeah, they're all like, "See, I told you, I told you,
I told you,
I told you."
And there's no more Asia, you know, and so
flat Earthers across the globe unite.
Yeah. Hot cock or not, representing the flat Earthers.
Nicole Gomez says, I'm going with Skynet, artificial intelligence war on us. Obviously, we all know that's going to happen. Matthew Wayne says, a type of plague or mass sickness that can't be cured. Ooh, that'll suck. Bobby Smith says, social media. Joseph Terrabone says, Joseph Terrabone says, probably something lame like mutated herpes virus that sterilizes all life on the planet. Ooh, so
that's
mass
lame.
Mass extinction through sterilization would be interesting, right? Because we just all get cut off.
Oh, that leads to my book number three.
I was going to say that's Regan's book.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mass extinction by sterilization.
Yeah.
My perfect world.
A guide to bugs and what they could do.
So I'm telling you, man. a guide to bugs and what they could do. All right. That's my second book. Marvin Lanier says, human ignorance
subtitle.
Of the environment. Todd Larson says, give you a hint, he's orange and has the reading comprehension of a fifth grader.
I guess it leads into the whole nuclear
you?
War thing.
Yeah,
oh.
Exactly.
And Jay Whitecotton says mass extinction will be caused by eating too much ass.
Yeah, come on, man. You respect our show.
I don't know. I think that's a good direction.
Well, you know what? You know what? You know what? You know what? Fuck it. I'm going to take his answer seriously because E. coli was a thing. You know, E. coli was a thing with the spinach and stuff like that. So if we keep eating ass, we're all going to get
too
E. coli. And you know.
We go out like Michael Douglas. Rest in peace.
Yeah. Well, his throat, rest in peace.
Yeah, exactly. Because he ate too much
No, Michael Douglas is alive, but he got throat cancer from cunnilingus.
Yeah, too much.
So.
But really, it was fucking butterlingus.
But if he died, I guarantee the Douglases would have put death by pussy on his tombstone, and that's the most fucking
that's killer, but that's what he said he wanted on his tombstone, like when he was 25.
Right, exactly. Like, when he was in Wall Street.
Yeah. He's like, you know what, guys? If I ever die, that's
you know
what
I take on my grave? Death by pussy.
And then he got throat cancer. He goes, I was just kidding.
Anyways,
that's all the Facebook answers. So yeah, mass extinction is going to happen, guys. Don't worry, we'll all be dead. That's not funny.
All right, thank you everyone in the live audience for coming. We're going to do this every third Friday here at the Blind Tiger. I hope you had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We had a lot of fun with
old issues.
You certainly can. You can get public access episodes at comediaagogo.com, and there's a tab called public access, and there is a button that actually says get old episodes here, and it'll take you to all of our 85 episodes.
Thank you for the fanboy. Did you see that fact checker? He knows to 85, to number 85. And beyond, it's like Jordans.
He's like, okay.
Like if you want the old Jordans, you go to comediagogo.com, but anything current, you go to one of us.
I highly recommend listening to like Chris Matta, The Amazing Jonathan.
Yeah, he was a guest. Gallagher.
Y'all have a lot of heavy hitters.
Gallagher is a guest.
If you're
you
new
back,
listeners,
not even, not even
you know, because once in a while you pick up new listeners, and new listeners might, you know, want go check
listening
check
the old
back
stuff. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff. So,
oneofus.net, by the way, is one thing I learned.
Thank you, Jeff. Which transitions into our last segment, guys. Please form a line because we want your opinion on it, regardless if you have one or not.
This is an educational program. We have one new member here, and if there's anything that we want you guys to know is that this was educational. We all learned something. So at the end of our podcast, we ask our guests and we ask ourselves, what did we come to know? So at this episode of Public Access, what made you come to learn something about yourself, the world, or just life in general? Jess, what do you got?
I've come to know that every episode that we record, I'm driven to create new material, new stuff, and the drive to create and keep it going. I already had my first book in the works. There's no such thing as asshole fries, so I'm very excited to begin the Lanier Notes for my upcoming book after that. Everything's fuckable, but that doesn't mean I'm going to fuck it.
That's good.
Yeah, there you go. That's right.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to beginning work on that book.
And so what I came to know is my new rap name is Hot Cock or Not. The genius. Hot Cock or Not, the genius. Yes. And I think I may actually not go with that.
You changed your mind already.
All right. Yeah. I've come to know that two things. All wrestlers die. Most all wrestlers
die.
Grizzly are dead. And two, there's 31 Jordans, and there's Team Jordans. And they now cost $200.
That's right.
So that's real knowledge right there.
So from our fanboy, Travis K., what did you come to know?
I came to know that everything is fuckable.
Yes.
That sometimes you're not going to get what you want for Christmas, so just tell your kids Santa's not real.
Yep.
That's a good one.
And it's not going to be cow farts that kill us. It's going to be the ocean.
That's right. That's
truly,
right.
Yes.
Ocean full of fish farts. David, what did you come to know?
I came to know that... Mick Foley is not really three people.
Oh, it was a dream crusher.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And that robots will be the death of us all.
Robots. Robots. Yeah. Robots.
You didn't know that either.
Yeah. Robots. And three-fifths, please.
I have come to know that wrestling is just a really, like, tough career.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely.
It ends in death.
It'll be the death of you.
All right.
That's right. So don't wrestle. So, guys, thank you all very much for coming. Jess, what do we got going on?
Well, hey, guys, thanks for listening. Thanks for joining us here for another edition of Public Access. If you want to hear future episodes, keep on listening to us at oneofus.net, Public Access. That's where to go to get older episodes. You go to comediaagogo.com. You can follow us on Facebook, comediaagogo. Our group is Public Access Happy Campers Facebook page. So when we're not live, you could still get your answers in for our episodes. We'd love to hear them. We'd love to read them. Thank you so much for coming out. Thank you for listening. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And you can catch us live every third Friday at the Blind Tiger Comedy Club, and stay for every Friday for our midnight show here at the Blind Tiger, where we have comedians from all over the country that come in and grace us with their talents. You can follow me on my personal comedy ventures at Larry Garza Comic on Twitter and Larry Garza Comedy on Instagram, or Insta, as the hoes call it. I'm sorry, as the women call it.
Respect.
We are changing. And guys, you know, please, if I ask you if I can jerk off in front of you, I promise to say please.
Okay, well, that's very nice of you.
Yeah, it's etiquette.
All right.
Final thank yous. Thank you so much once again for coming to another edition of Comedia Go-Go's podcast, Public Access.
So once again, this is Larry.
This is Regan.
And this is Jess.
And everything's fuckable. And
we will drop kick you later.
Yeah, we'll die later.
That's the saddest ending ever. But we will.
Yeah, we will.
We will.